In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I'd like to welcome you all to our Perseverance Family Conversation this morning. As always, it's great to be with you. So on this day in which we'd like to honor God's Mother, Mary, who is the masterpiece of creation, let's start off by praying to Mary. Mary has many beautiful titles, among which would be Mary's the Mother of God, Mary's the Mother of the Church, and Mary's the Mother of each and every one of us. We also cry out to Mary as our life, our sweetness, and our hope. So let's say the prayer that she loves most. And that prayer is the Hail Mary. Together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now, my friends, let's invite our spiritual director to be with us. What a blessing it is to have our spiritual director to be with us. And our spiritual director, our spiritual director is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit has many different titles, among which would be, he's the Paraclete. Holy Spirit is also known as the Gift of Gifts. The Holy Spirit is also known as the Sweet Guest of the Soul. The Holy Spirit is also known as our Counselor. The Holy Spirit is also known as our Consoler. The Holy Spirit is known as the Interior Master. In this sense, St. Paul reminds us in his letter to the Romans, chapter 8, says that we really don't know how to pray, but the Holy Spirit intercedes with ineffable groans. Ineffable groans, so that we can say Abba. Abba, which means daddy or father. Abba, which means daddy or father. So let's lift up our minds, our hearts, our souls to the Holy Spirit. Beg Him to give us a lot of light. A lot of light. In our intellect, and the fire of love within our hearts. As we say, come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created. And thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in His consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Michael the Archangel, pray for us. Saint Gabriel, pray for us. Saint Raphael, pray for us. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, pray for us. Saint Maria Faustina Kowalska, pray for us. Saint Padre Pio, pray for us. All God's angels and saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yes, my friends, the family that prays together stays together. So we always start off by praying to Mary, then we pray to the Holy Spirit, we pray to the angels, and we pray to our friends, the saints, that they would be with us in our family conversation, inviting all of you to invite more of your friends to join us to enrich and to strengthen our Perseverance family. Send our talks to others so that we can grow in the knowledge of and love of God more and more each day. So by means of encouragement, I promise to pray for you once again. Pray for you in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Because the greatest prayer in the whole world is the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. What a privilege it is to be Catholic, to have the Mass, and what a great grace it is to be a priest that I can actually celebrate the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass on a daily basis. How good God is. How good God is. So, I'd like to place all of you on the altar for the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass with the following intentions. First, I'd like to pray that all of us would be truly open to the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We can say this prayer, Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Through the heart of Mary. Beautiful prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Through the heart of Mary. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Through the heart of Mary. My next intention will be I'd like to pray for your families. That you as parents are the first teachers of your children in the way of grace. You are the first teachers in the realm of grace. That you would make a concerted effort to keep growing in your knowledge of your faith. And that's one of the reasons why we meet on a daily basis and a perseverance conversation so that we can keep growing in our knowledge and our love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Finally, my last intention will be I'd like to pray especially for the conversion of sinners. That's right. Starting with ourselves, then our family members. But especially I think it's incumbent upon us to pray for the conversion of deathbed sinners. That sinners that are on their last stage in life, which would be their deathbed, in which they're about to pass from this life to the next, that they would open up their hearts to God's mercy. So those will be my prayers as I, when I celebrate the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass today, for you and your loved ones. Before entering into our topic, I'd like to make a little announcement, which is very encouraging, that this weekend, we've been preparing this for the past couple of months, we're going to have a married couple come in to present a Eucharistic exhibition. It'll be this evening at about 7 o'clock, and after all of the masses tomorrow at 9 and 11 and 1 and about 3 o'clock, we'll have this couple that will present Eucharistic miracles. This is the year in which the bishops want us to foster a greater devotion to the Eucharist with the Eucharistic Congress that will be starting in a very short time. This is a good threshold to the Eucharistic Congress as well as to growing deeper in the love for the Eucharist. So this couple will present many of the Eucharistic miracles that have occurred during the course of church history. Blessed Carlos Coutier, that teenager that died and was beatified, one of his projects was to present a website on Eucharistic miracles, as well as depictions of the Blessed Virgin Mary too. So let's pray that we would always grow in our love and our devotion for the Eucharist. Our love and our devotion for the Eucharist. Venerable Fulton Sheen once told this story that he visited a poor country in Africa, being the head of the propagation of the faith, and he would celebrate the Mass in a very humble chapel, but he heard that there was a poor woman that couldn't make it to church because she was a leper. She ardently desired to receive Holy Communion. So Fulton Sheen actually got on his bike and he traveled, I guess, a couple of miles to meet this woman, leper woman, that was in her little hut. She rejoiced at seeing him. He gave her the sacraments. And he said that the following day he was going to say the Mass at a certain time, and after Mass he would come on his bike and bring her communion again. The woman had no hands or feet because the leprosy had eaten away most of her body. Following day, when he started to say Mass, that woman was there. How she arrived? She just dragged herself through the dirt and rocks and sand and roots so that she could make it to the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass celebrated by Fulton Sheen. My friends, what an extraordinary sacrifice this woman made so that she could be present at the Eucharistic sacrifice and to receive the greatest all gifts. And that is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. So today we're once again into the book of Ecclesiastes. We went through some verses in the book of Proverbs. Now we're going through the book of Ecclesiastes. This is called the wisdom literature. It's called the wisdom literature. Yesterday we had that passage that in the early 60s, the rock and roll group, The Byrds, actually turned into a song. And that's Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There's a time for everything. There's a time to be born. There's a time to die. There's a time to plant. There's a time to uproot. There's a time to weep, and there's a time to laugh. There's a time for peace. There's a time for war. There's a time to speak and a time to be silent. There's a time to embrace and a time to be far from embraces. There's a time for everything underneath the sun. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 to 12. Just to reiterate that, let us pray, my friends, that we would meditate upon the whole idea of time. Time in many respects. Time related to our life and the shortness of our life. Our life is very short. And as the poet says, time is of the essence. Let us pray that the rest of our lives, that we would utilize our time to praise and glorify God, as well as utilize our time as a means of sanctification for ourselves as well as others. To live each day of our lives as if it were the last. And to not give in to laziness or disordered lifestyle, which we're wasting time. Rather, let us utilize our time to the max. Today we jump from Ecclesiastes chapter 3 to chapter 11. And a good summary of this rather long passage today, from 11 into the chapter 12, is the Word of God calls us to remember your Creator in the days of your youth before the dust returns to the earth and the life breath returns to God. Remember your Creator. My friends, in times of desolation, it's a good idea to recall the many blessings that God has given to you. To overcome desolation in our lives, and we all experience desolation at times. The other day in my formation class, I told the parents, go to your room, close the door, open up your Bible, and read and pray slowly Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Read those few verses slowly, pondering each word. Read and pray three times, and there's a good chance that that will pull you from desolation into a state of consolation. So Ecclesiastes today is remember your Creator. Call to mind possibly five blessings that God has given to you. And that's another means by which we can overcome our state of desolation. The gospel for today is from the Gospel of St. Luke. Just a few verses which the people were amazed at the deeds carried out by Christ. And then Jesus says, pay attention to what the Son of Man says, that he'll be handed over to men. They did not understand the meaning of his words. It was clouded from their sight. And they're afraid to ask him. So their mind was clouded. How often has it happened in our lives that we haven't really understood the fullness of the message of God in our lives? Oh, God has to little by little dissipate those clouds from our intellect. So today is Saturday. I'd like to speak about Mary. And here's a beautiful picture of Mary that was given to me. There are many different depictions of Mary. This one is a picture of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. Our Lady of Perpetual Help. We can talk of different ways in which we can draw deeper into the heart of Mary. And this is my custom. I will often teach by means of anecdotes as well as stories. But 500 years ago, in France and Europe, there was a very pernicious heresy. And it was a heresy called Jansenism, which was contaminating the hearts and minds of many people, especially in Europe. It was a heresy, very pessimistic, that basically presented that few people would be saved. If you went to confession, you could easily be denied absolution. You shouldn't receive communion frequently. You shouldn't be joyful. Basically, you should be living in a cloud of depression. So this young man in France was contaminated by this wrong mindset, so to speak. So much so that this young man had fallen into a deep depression. Consequently, he ate very little, was losing a lot of weight, couldn't sleep. And he was in serious straits. One day, he was walking through the streets of Paris, and we see how divine providence works. He entered into a church. And it was Notre Dame de la Victoire, Our Lady of Victory. There's a beautiful statue there of Mary. He drew close, knelt down, and he prayed a prayer that was there. A prayer that is attributed to the great father and doctor of the church, whose name is Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, known as the mellifluous doctor. And he prayed the Memorare, remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled your protection or implored your help was left unaided. He prayed very fervently this prayer, and upon finishing the prayer, it was as if this cloud of desolation that was overwhelming him seemed to disappear. The experience, as they say in French, joie de vivre, the joy of life. The joy of life, and he returned to a state of health, went on to become a priest, a great missionary, one of the greatest writers in the Catholic Church, was consecrated bishop when he was in his 30s, was instrumental in founding a religious congregation, and wrote two of the most famous books in the Catholic Church, the Catholic heritage, and they would be Treatise on Divine Love, as well as Introduction to the Devout Life. And this man is Saint Francis de Sales. So Saint Francis de Sales could attribute his conversion and recovery through the presence of Mary, through the intercession of Mary, and her powerful presence in his life. So on this Saturday is a day in which we honor Mary. Next Saturday will already be into the month of October. Which is the month of the Holy Rosary. So we've arrived at the last week of September. October will be the month of the Most Holy Rosary. So what are some ways in which we can... What are some ways in which we can honor the Blessed Virgin Mary? I'd like to mention a few. You see this picture of the child in the arms of Mary, and it's actually Christ, but see yourself in the arms of Mary, begging for her help and protection. Begging for her help and protection. So, never can we talk too much about Mary or honor Mary too much. First thing I'd like to suggest, and if you already do it, keep it up. And it would be, as soon as you get up in the morning, consecrate yourself to Mary. by saying a prayer of consecration to Jesus through Mary. Give Mary your mind, your eyes, your ears, your lips, your tongue, your heart. Give all that you have to Jesus through Mary. Then, what I do is, wearing the scapular, as a part of your consecration to Jesus through Mary, to take your scapular to kiss your scapular and actually to bless your mind, your eyes, your ears, and your tongue, consecrating your whole self to Jesus through Mary by the scapular. So we want to start off our day with enthusiasm, with goodwill, by placing everything in Mary's hands. You can't go wrong. The Blessed Father says, where there is little success is because there's little Mary. Let's invite Mary to take control of our lives. From the crack of dawn until the sun goes down. Mary is also known as the Stella Maris, the Star of the Sea. She's also known as Stella Matutina, the Morning Star. Mary is also known as the Star of Evangelization, John Paul II. There are many beautiful titles. Many very beautiful titles that we can attribute to Mary. To Mary. The next thing I'd like to mention would be there's a key reminder of Mary that we should do every day. And I would actually suggest that you do it 3 times a day. That would be the praying of the Angelus. The praying of the Angelus. It's interesting, I've never been to the Philippines, even though we have a house in Antipolo as well as in Cebu. And we have now 2 Filipinos with us in our new community. Our pastor is Filipino and the deacon is Filipino-American. Is that they've told me that, at least in the past, in the Philippines, maybe they do it in the present, I hope they do, is that at 12 noon, that everything would stop in the market, commercial centers, law offices, in the doctor's office, in the factories, in the schools. Everything would stop. Everything would stop at 12 noon. For a couple of minutes, because everyone would stop to pray the Angelus. What a beautiful way. Think, 12 noon is midday. 12 hours of the day has transpired and there's another 12 hours. What a beautiful way to thank God for the first 12 hours. To thank God for the first 12 hours and then to ask God's blessing for the next 12 hours. It's a good sandwich. Thanking God for the first 12 hours and asking for blessing on the next 12 hours by the praying of the Angelus. But I'd like to be even more, so to speak, extravagant in this sense. I would like, it's obviously it's not a sin if you don't do it, but why not, if you can, pray the Angelus at 9 a.m., 12 noon, and then to pray the Angelus at 6 p.m. I repeat, to pray the Angelus at 9 a.m., 12 noon, and as well as at 6 p.m. The purpose of which would be by 9 in the morning to sanctify the morning hours, 12 noon to sanctify the afternoon, and by 6 p.m. to ask through Mary's presence to sanctify the evening hours. And just that you're aware of it, the Angelus is a beautiful prayer that commemorates the role of Mary, the key role of Mary in the economy of salvation. Because in the Angelus, you have three Hail Marys and three biblical verses that accompany the Hail Mary. So it would be, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord." The angel Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived through the Holy Spirit, the Incarnation. "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to thy word." And then the third would be, "The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." There we have the whole mystery of the Incarnation in just three very short biblical verses connected with the Hail Mary. But then at the end of the Angelus, so let's pray, we pray that through his passion and death, we would arrive at the glory of the resurrection through Christ our Lord. Amen. So in that short prayer, you have the Incarnation, the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ. So you have the Incarnation and you have the whole Paschal mystery in those few words in those three Hail Marys. So no doubt by praying the Angelus fervently, frequently, and faithfully, there will be many graces that will descend upon us. So if you're not already doing it, I encourage you to pray the Angelus. If you're praying it at 12 noon, keep it up. But let's go beyond the 12 noon. Let's try to pray the Angelus also at 9 in the morning and 6 p.m. 9 o'clock to sanctify the morning hours, 12 to give thanks for the first 12 hours and to bless the afternoon hours, and 6 p.m. so that we will sanctify the evening hours. We want to walk and talk and invoke the presence of the Blessed Virgin Mary in our daily lives. All right. The next thing I'd like to say is, I'd like to reveal to you a great blessing, a great joy that is that will become a reality. And all of it's related to Mary and honoring Mary. Okay, most of you probably know that among the many activities that I'm involved in, one of the activities that I've been involved in over the past years is I dedicate some time to writing. On Catholic Exchange, a pretty well-known website, I've been, about the past 10 years, I've had an article almost every week, and now it's about every other week. And I've actually published a couple of books, actually three books, from Humdrum to Holy, and then another would be Consecration to Jesus through Mary and the Mysteries of the Rosary and the Seven Sorrows, my second book. The third, I changed publishers and I moved to 10 publishers. And I published a book, Roadmap to Heaven, which, by the way, they're selling only for $3 now for the month of September. So you might buy a couple of copies. Now, what has happened is, over the past 5 years, I've been working on what would be my fourth book. And thanks to the hard work of Mary Martiran in helping to format this and to work with the editors and publishers of TAN, we've had kind of a long ride, one kind of long and bumpy road to getting this this next book of mine published. And one of the reasons why was the man that was instrumental in helping me to get these books published, he died suddenly, John Morehouse, from TAN Publishers. So he was basically spearheading my work, and he died suddenly about 2 years ago. And then the pandemic broke out, and then the TAN publisher wanted to get a special paper for this book that is used in Europe, as well as the artwork. But about 5 weeks ago, they told me that already the book will be released. So I feel very honored to present to you today kind of the unveiling of the new book that will be coming out on October 11th. Which I think is a very good date because it's the month of the Rosary and it's 2 days before. It's a few days after Our Lady Rosary and 2 days before the last apparition of Our Lady Fatima. So I'd like to just to present this book to you. And what I'm doing today is all in conjunction with the topic I'm trying to develop today, which is I want to talk about Mary. I will sometimes develop a whole theme during the course of our conversation. On Saturday is a day which I always like to speak about Mary, but today in greater depth. Okay, so the name of this book. It's a long title, but basically, if you just Google in these words, I'm writing it down now, you'll get it. It's a longer title than this, but these are the first two words. And you can see it there. Marian Compendium. And it's the publishing house would be Tan Publishers. Marian Compendium, Tan Publishers. So, I'd like to present this book to you, and I hope that all of you will be able to purchase this, and maybe even purchase another copy for a friend, give it as a birthday gift, maybe even give it as a future Christmas gift. Marian Compendium. The author, Father Ed Broom, OMV. Now, I'd like to just briefly go through the contents of this. And then, my hope is that as a means of this new book, that many, many, many people, hundreds, hopefully thousands, will get to know Mary, love Mary, trust in Mary, give their lives to Jesus through Mary, imitate Mary, pray to Mary, honor Mary, imitate Mary, and turn to Mary as the sure path to salvation. So Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. But Mary as mediatrix of all graces means that all the graces that come to us through the Blessed Trinity. True. All the graces come to us through the Blessed Trinity. But all these graces pass to us through Mary. She's the canal. One author says that the mystical body of Christ, Christ is the head, we are the members, and Mary's the neck. Mary's the neck that connects the head to the rest of the body. Interesting canal, interesting image, but it's understandable. Christ is the head of the mystical body. We are the members, and Mary being the neck, the one that connects us to the head. Now, what then is my friends, would be the content of this book? Okay, I'll explain. With the help of my editor and producer, Brian, who I really have to thank Brian for helping me in this wonderful Marian work. He really helped out very much in helping me to put it together and the whole evolution of the book. Is the book... It's 272 pages. Now, it's $59.99. It's a little bit pricey, but it's one of these books, Marian Compendium, they call it an encyclopedia, dictionary. It's very complete. My other book on Mary is Consecrating Yourself to Jesus Through Mary, through the meditation of the mysteries of the Rosary. So the mysteries of the Rosary. This one it's a Marian book, but it's a little bit different. So go through there's about five different parts, five different aspects of this book. And they would be, first, is that I go through Marian theology, Mariology. It's interesting, I've given many talks over the past good, I'd say 15 years, preparing the people to consecrate themselves to Mary. And very few people, even pretty well educated Catholics, do not really know the Marian dogmas. So I purposely give a short, synthetic, clear explanation of the Marian dogmas. And these Marian dogmas would be the Immaculate Conception, Mary's perpetual virginity, Mary's divine maternity, and finally, Mary's assumption into heaven, body and soul. So that's part of the essence of the book, would be Marian dogmas. Then, I'd say the very heart of the book, the major content or substance of the book, would be that of Marian devotions. So you have Marian dogma, the Marian dogmas, the four Marian dogmas, then Marian devotion. And you're going to just have a series of chapters on different Marian devotions. For example, earlier in the talk today, I invited all of us to get in the habit of praying the Angelus at midday and, if possible, even 9 o'clock and 6 p.m. That's one of the Marian devotions that I will explain in the content of my book. Now, I've said in some of my talks that a true Mariology has to have the two D's. It's like a salad. You go to Olive Garden and just get a salad without putting the condiments and the sauce on. It's not that tasty, but once you spice it up with the Italian dressing and the salt and the pepper and the bacon pits, boy, that is a delicious salad, to say the least. So a good Mariology is like a salad. The salad would be the doctrine. The condiments would be the devotion. Hopefully you like the analogy. Next time you're eating the Olive Garden salad, you'll be remembering my analogy of Mariology. We can make these Marian connections in many ways, right? Many ways we can make these Marian connections. So we've got Mariology in the book. We've got Marian devotions. Then, talking it out with Brian, we decided also to incorporate within the book three of the most important Marian approved apparitions. That will be Our Lady of Guadalupe, then it will be Our Lady of Fatima, then we'd have Our Lady of Lourdes. giving a short explanation of these three beautiful approved Marian apparitions. Then, the fourth element of my Marian compendium would be art. You're going to be seeing in this this Marian compendium some of the most beautiful classical art. Here we have a beautiful artistic depiction of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. And you see a lot of art masterpieces that are depicted in the book. It's one of the reasons why it's somewhat pricey is because the art, but also the material, the pages, is a special material also. It's one of those books you'll like to have in your house always. Maybe on the living room table when you have guests, that they will open it up and start to leaf through it. And little by little, we're spreading Marian devotion as best we can. And then we also have in the book the principal Marian prayers. You'll have the Hail Mary. You'll have the Hail Holy Queen. You'll have the Memorare. You'll have the Litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So there are many Marian books that have been written in the history. But this one is, that's why it's called a Marian Compendium. By compendium, we mean kind of like a synthesis, a summary of Mariology. Starting with the dogma, the Marian devotions, the Marian apparitions, the beautiful Marian art, and finally the beautiful prayers that we say to the Blessed Virgin Mary. So my friends, this is our conversation of our Perseverance Talk today. I invite you to all share our talk with your friends so that they will get to know and love Mary. And God willing, you can even Google in, or you can call Tan Publisher and place in your order already. Mary is the Mother of God, Mary is the Mother of the Church, and Mary is the Mother of each and every one of us. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.